A week ago, a Franklin and Marshall poll showed that despite a month of heavy TV advertising by Governor Corbett's campaign, he trailed Democratic challenger Tom Wolf by 20 points. Corbett's team challenged the accuracy of that survey. Then a few days later, a Robert Morris University poll showed Corbett trailing by 25 points. Could it get worse? It could. A piece appeared on the conservative National Review Online about the Corbett campaign titled Anatomy of a GOP Disaster. Ouch. Sticks and stones, says Corbett campaign manager Mike Barley.
Oh, look, I mean, you get commentary from a lot of different areas and a lot of different folks, and some people are going to have differences of opinion on policy and or political strategy, but at the end of the day, we're comfortable with the governor and his record.
The problem with discouraging polls and negative commentary is that they can make it hard to raise money. Donors don't like writing big checks to losers, and national groups in particular are going to spend their money in places where it can make a difference, where a race is competitive. So it was great news when the Republican Governors Association announced that despite all the gloomy talk, it was contributing $3.5 million to the Corbett campaign. Franklin and Marshall analyst Terry Madonna says that's explained in part by the close relationship between Corbett and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who chairs the Republican Governors Association. He says there may be something else at play.
I'm not suggesting that Governor Corbett can't win, but I think there's some reason to ensure that the Republican turnout in this state, if Governor Corbett were to lose by a sizable percentage, that it doesn't hurt Republicans running for Congress, running for state Senate and state legislature.
Corbett's campaign manager Barley says his fundraising is going just fine. And in a phone conversation yesterday afternoon, he said he's not in a panic about those poll numbers showing his guy trailing by 20 points.
Public polls have been all over. There's just one that broke literally an hour ago that showed us at 11 and closing. And I think we see the race as a single-digit race. We believe that we are right in the hunt.
That new survey is from Harper Polling, an avowedly Republican firm which used automatic phone calls rather than live interviews for the poll. Harper President Brock McCleary says the company had no client in this case, that it just does these surveys from time to time. Its voter sample was slightly more Democratic than Republican, but less Democratic than the sample in the Franklin Marshall poll, which the Corbett campaign says skewed the results and exaggerated Wolf's lead. Madonna says he stands by his survey. Dave Davies, WHYY News.